This week's episode is sponsored by Buttaskin, a line of skincare that's formulated specifically for melanin-rich skin tones. It's a simple four-step kit that features a gentle cleanser, a vitamin C serum that helps reduce the appearance of dark spots, a rose water toner that gently exfoliates and hydrates your skin with BHA, and your choice of moisturizer. They recently launched a brand new hyaluronic oil-free gel cream that's great for oily skin, okay? It's the perfect lightweight moisturizer for summer. And I love that this product works really well for both men and women with melanin and the dewy glow that it gives my skin, damn it. Plus, it's Black-owned, just like in Jamie Foxx's words in Dreamgirls. Remember when Curtis Taylor was like, we Black-owned to stop the people from firebombing the studio? Same thing goes for Buttaskin. They Black-owned. We've teamed up with Butter here at the Friend Zone to give a special 20% off discount on their Supreme skincare kit to Friend Zone listeners. Just use the code FRIENDZONE at checkout to save. Go to butterskin.com to get the glowing, even skin tone you've always wanted. That's BUTTAHSKIN.com and use code FRIENDZONE at checkout to get 20% off the Supreme skincare kit.
Join Cricket Wireless this June in celebrating the unshakable spirit of HBCU music programs during Black Music Month. Because HBCU marching bands are showstoppers from the word go. They are a force of nature and a force for good. They raise the bar and the expectations every single time that they set foot onto a field. They are not the marching band next door. They are the epitome of poetry in motion. And just like Black music, they are unstoppable. Cricket Wireless.
If you're big on Black culture, you're big on Little Rock, home to dozens of Black-owned businesses and restaurants and six sites on the U.S. Civil Rights Trail. Little Rock is the perfect spot for your next vacation. Whether you're big on food or fashion, history or heritage, you're going to be big on Little Rock. Plan your visit today at littlerock.com.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone.
Let's start the show. I'm in a zone.
Who saw him choke me to the ground? Who saw me?
I saw you run through the door when you weren't supposed to.
He choked
and I saw him push you out
ground.
The door.
You deserve
a pretty fair mistake.
In a dress!
Boo hoo. Boo hoo.
Boo hoo! You fuck off.
Boo hoo.
Listen. It's pride. That guy was white and gay, which, you know, I know gay when I hear. I know gay. He's gay, okay? And so, since it's Pride Month, I thought what better
why
to start the show
you
off with.
Gay?
Right, well, I know gay. He's gay. And so, since he's gay and it's Pride Month, I thought what better way to start off the show than white mess. So that was some shit going down in the airport with some Karen who was acting like the airport security had thrown her on the ground and she really gonna bring her ass. And she was an old Agatha Christie looking asshole. She came out of the back clear wall and she was like, who saw him throw me down on the ground? And the white gay guy let her have it. I saw you going behind that bar when you weren't supposed to or whatever. And she was like, he threw me down, I'm a woman. And he was like, boo hoo. But before he got that boo hoo out, yeah, somebody else in the terminal was like, you deserved it. They said that like real loud. It was just white mess everywhere, kind of like Roseanne. So I just was like, you know what? I thought that would be a great way to start off the show this month and this week. The hashtag is boohoo, and you can apply it to whatever you want to. And with that being said, welcome to the Friend Zone, your weekly look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Because who in the hell wants a musty brain? For the last 440 years ago, no one has wanted one. So since we've been doing this show, so here we are once again. And with that being said, hello, Francesca. How you doing?
Hi. So normally, because it's a shoot the shit episode, we don't have any segments, like no business, no recap. But I wanted to switch that up for this one episode, namely because it's an important Black business I have to shout out. And I thought Asante's episode last week was just so great and the people's responses were so great that I thought that it would be kind of whack of us to overlook.
Yeah, friend.
How people
it would behoove us. So, you know, I'm ready.
It would behoove us.
It would behoove us to talk about the shit. I understand.
You know, Because it was a let's lot be of verse really for great once messages.
In life. Let's be verse. Let's be verse for once in life. Fuck it. Come on.
I started early. Only 5 minutes in. Camera off already.
Look, so, for once in my life.
There, Tiger. I know it's pride, but what's going
look,
on?
Look. For once in my life, that's all it needs to be. Not like I needed before.
Ooh. Okay, we're naming the episode Hey There, Tiger. Hold on. Where is my pen?
Like, hey there, Tiger. What's going on?
That was
what
awesome.
You got going on,
man? I know it's pride, but.
let's just be verse, goddamn. Let's do something different. There,
shit. I hear Tiger. Some of the gangs now pushing the verse agenda.
All right, so here's the Black business of the week. Y'all know how much I love Justina Blakeney. She is the founder and creator of The Jungalow, which is a home decor and lifestyle brand that is so incredible. She has inspired so many people to play with more patterns and colors and textures. Because if you look at a lot of the influencers' homes on YouTube and on Instagram, everyone's
they
house
ugly.
Looks the same.
They ugly
a
as hell.
A lot of gray, a lot of white, a lot
boring
of that.
Boring as hell.
Everyone has that Chanel book on their shelf. Yep. Everyone has that fuzzy gray pillow or the mirrored furniture. It's like it's a lot of the same, same, same. Which
that
if
fuzzy
that's
gray
the,
pillow.
That fucking fuzzy gray pillow. And the pink, the rose pink one next to it. I'm exhausted.
I know exactly. All right, friend, here you go. Them bar stools with the fuzzy cushions and the brass or either chrome.
The glass.
It's like, a look. Wow.
What's that cute. Glass called?
Put that acrylic shit or
the,
whatever.
Is there, the acrylics we don't even.
And then
know.
Them bare bricks, right. Bare bricks. Everybody's got which I do want to be one of
hey.
Them.
Hey, I do.
Everyone has the same vanity. Like I just wish people would explore different looks
yeah.
and colors and not be afraid to play. So I think what I love right. about Justina. Is that she kind of came in and just disrupted that whole scene. And even she inspired me because I'm more of like earth tones. You know, I mean, I can make fun of myself too. Everything here is wicker, bamboo, and leather.
No, your shit fresh.
But she inspired me to play more with pops of color with my art and with my throw pillows. And I like my bed like a hotel bed. I've always been like that. I just love white linen. Like it's just nothing yes. like sleeping on white sheets with a white comforter. I've been like that for a long time. But she inspired me. Well. Well. I love everyone. But she inspired me to get sheets and quilt sets that are like way more colorful and full of patterns. So I give her so much credit. We've been friends for a long time. I had the opportunity to meet her years ago at an event and we just clicked and have been in love ever since. So any opportunity I can get to push her product and her brands and her books and her everything, I'm just here for it. So when I saw that she mentioned her new Target collaboration.
Ooh.
A Target is that not the coolest? She has a 300-piece collection coming out in collaboration with Opal House, which if you have been to Target in the home decor section, you know Opal House is the shit. I have a lot of Opal House. Damn. Actually, I'm sitting on Opal House pillows as we speak, so that's how you know it's real. But for those of you watching, actually, let me show you. You go to the Target website and look who's
Ooh.
There.
Oh
yes,
and that's so cute.
That's so Ooh. Dope. Congratulations to her.
300 pieces. I'm talking accent chairs, wicker chairs, artwork, curtains, duvets, quilt sets, ottomans, rugs, blankets, throw pillows, you name it. Lamps. She has incredible lamps. I saw like three that I want. So I have no business. I tweeted that earlier. I have no business buying furniture because my apartment is done. And I'm moving soon, so it's like, girl, no, not right now. But I know that I'm not going to be able to help it. I see Asante click-clacking over there. So go to the Target site and type in The Jungalow, J-U-N-G-A-L-O-W. The collection will pop right up, and it you can preview it for now, and it actually drops on June 26th, and it'll be in store.
Shout out to her.
And online. Shout out to her. She has done such an incredible collaboration. She's at Anthropology. She has a collaboration with Keds. I bought a couple of the, her sneakers that are adorable for summer, so... Shout out to you, Justina Blakeney. You are inspiring. You are the shit. And The Jungalow in collaboration with Opal House at Target, June 26th. Cop that. Save your favorites. I already saw people saying they will be up at 3 a.m. to box everybody out for that collection. Because you know it's going to sell out like Jordans on the sneakers app. Yeah. Just know. So had to throw that out there.
Now let's
jump into, doesn't it? I want those yellow chairs and that like wicker bamboo chair and the orange curtains.
Like this little nightstand look kind of fly too with like the bed set. Like,
you see
like
this is, you see
it's
it.
A whole way.
You see the quilt sets?
Yeah, all the quilts are bomb. What all the design stuff is bomb. Like the pillows, like the
artwork, the watercolor artwork she does. I mean, okay, we can talk about her forever.
Shout out to her, man. That's dope.
Yeah, get back to business.
Let's jump into this week's recap. So last week's episode titled "Use Your Inside Hands." It was an Asante takeover where he taught us about Black slang and culture within American Sign Language, which was completely new to us. As always, those of you listening had a lot to say. Who stood out to you, Asante?
Well, first and foremost, thank you for everybody, all the love. There was a lot of like an outcry of like joy, and I just appreciated that so much. When I choose topics, I want to inspire people that may be looking at things that they aren't really necessarily looking at. So the fact that so many people were like, you know, this is something I wanted to do or this was a push. Thank you. But this week I dipped into the Twitter streets.
Oh,
I want to give a shout out to at Jay Green Live. Jay Green says, I got to tell you this. My close female friend is in ASL is an ASL interpreter with multiple Black and white deaf friends. She told me that the way she signs to her white friends, her white deaf friends is different from how she signs to her Black deaf friends, which had me astonished. And she also confirmed that they prefer to be called deaf when I mention hearing impaired, when keeping a PC goes wrong. She also told me that there are also different dialects of Black American Sign Language depending on the area, much like how different Black folks speak in the U.S., you know, different grammar. I thought that was so dope. Some of that is covered in the series that I mentioned, The Education of Black ASL on YouTube. It was just such a great week and such a great outcry. We actually had a conversation after the show about getting the show transcribed. I spoke to the owner of the network about making that happen. So we are going to be looking to do that in the future.
Yes,
so thank
amen.
You all for...
Shout out to us.
hell yeah. Like, you know, we just love all the communities. We want everybody to be a part of it. You know, we want everybody to get the jokes, everybody to get the wellness that they need. So it was just another layer that we got to add to the show. So thank you all for enjoying it so much. Fran, what did you find out there in them streets?
So I have two. I too popped into the Twitter streets. And TJ,
that's where it's
TJ Detweiler said, enjoyed the episode. Go it TJ. Reminded me that I love this reality show on Netflix called Deaf U. It was super informative about the community and had some good drama. Y'all got to check it out. And then she posted the trailer, which you can see. So that's on Netflix right now. Deaf U, D-A-F. And then just the letter U, something to check out. And then I popped into our Patreon streets. And Thomas D said, people who rely on facial expressions and lip reading risk further isolation during the pandemic. That's something that we did not even consider touch on. They said, I'm a hairstylist and I have several hard of hearing clients that read lips. And to tell you, they have felt so alone in this pandemic because they cannot communicate with anyone with masks is heartbreaking. It's very challenging. I personally reached out to them to let them know I have clear masks so they could read my lips and we can continue our communication. And that's something that I had not considered. Even wearing the clear mask, I was like, okay, which one of those, like the shields? Because I know even with those, you still put a mask under them. So I was wondering where
and your
exactly...
breath fog it up. You can't see through that. That's
like where
to
do
see
you
in
get
damn bathroom mirror while you showering?
Where well, do you get a clear mask?
Fog up that damn thing.
Right.
I'm not sure where specifically, but they do make masks where they can't see your lips because this is so random. But I think when I was watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, they made mention of this because, you know, somebody just came out with a lipstick line, so they wanted to be able to see your lipstick. So they make masks that look like the ones that go around your mouth that are clear or transparent, but it hasn't been widely discussed or thought about. But this right here is a perfect example to use that outside of fashion.
But yeah, the fog up, because that's the other thing. My glasses, when I wear my glasses out, the fog is just so...
I'd be feeling like a fat girl. I'd just be like, wow, everyone can see how hard I'm breathing. This is crazy.
You just, my glass, I'd be like, ooh, child, I have to take them off and wipe them down every couple minutes.
Baby, we was at my grandmother's funeral. And between that mask, my glasses, crying, breath, hot, moaning and groaning. Finally, I was looking at motherfuckers. I didn't know who the hell I was telling. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. I didn't know who was talking. I just kept up. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. As people was walking past, because I couldn't see shit. My glasses are so fogged up. God damn.
Oh, Lord.
And also, Dustin, on the Patreon streets, you had like so many comments of our listeners sending you their love and their prayers and their support and letting you know, like, take your time with any of the Patreon content or just any other content that you have, because they are waiting on you to just feel better, and that's all that matters.
I appreciate that. Even though they're lying about take their time with the Patreon. It was like hearts was in the right place.
Maybe in the private messages, yeah, like okay, but how
you,
long?
You. I'm gonna kill you, fuck you. You don't put no video, I'm gonna kill you, fuck you. But now, you know what I'm saying? But I know where their hearts is at when they said that. So I appreciate it, and I truly appreciate it. You know, I'm a person who has to work through it. So I like to keep it moving around here. But thank you so much. We ain't gonna miss a beat.
Amen. And that's it for me. What'd you find on the Twitter streets, Dustin?
All right, so a few things. Number one, Crystal's ass posted, she quoted a video of Kevin Samuel. I guess Kevin Samuel, who shit-talking ass Kevin Samuel is. They said they done caught a man in his bed or whatever. Now, this is all allegedly or whatever.
And there saw
is
a video. That.
Yeah, where he said it was like, it's a glitch or something. He kept saying, like, oh, it must be some kind of glitch. And it was a big ass... musty ass, size 12 foot shoe wearing ass.
It was a
hairy leg ass man, dirty shit stained underwear ass man laying in the bed. And so he said it was a glitch. Then everybody started doing shit like posting pictures that looked really, really friendly. You know what I'm saying? They started posting pictures of him and shit.
But
like
I don't
that.
So understand I what happens. Like, what was
it? Was a glitch.
How did.
No, I'm just kidding.
But it's a little different. It's not really like it's like it's more like this. So it's like this as opposed to just like you know.
So does that mean he has a camera in his room? I just don't understand how we saw that. That's the part where
he
I'm
looked
confused.
Like the type that's into that. Let's record it. He looked like that kind. You know what I'm saying? Okay, come on. No, I'm not gonna show nobody. Let's record. You don't want to record the video? You a number? You a 6 of 10? Why you don't want to record?
Please,
Kevin Samuels. He looked like old freaky, sneaking ass, bad, nasty ass. Don't want nobody to know, but everybody know. Crossbody bag wearing ass. So I just thought that was funny. Now, we could stop there, but I like to balance it out. You know, negativity, let's add some positivity, right? Shout out to Tierra Thomas, who posted a picture of her Academy Award for Best Original Song and her Grammy Award for Song of the Year. And she captioned it, "I never gave up on myself." And you can see how decorated her ass is. Ooh. Two of the highest honors in entertainment, right?
Ooh. Wow.
And then to bring it all the way home, right? To bring this story all the way home. It's still positivity, but it brings it more into my lane. She also tweeted a picture of herself opening her Grammy, and she captioned it, "Opening my Grammy in my bonnet."
In my bonnet.
Woo! Go ahead, girl.
And that's on Monique. And that's also all I have for this week in the Twitter streets, Monique. Since you got your fucking degree. Now, how's she going to sit? How's she going to do a whole scene in Precious? Where she cussed,
robe.
And then think about it. Remember, she's also the sentiment that she had as Mary Jones in Precious. She told Mariah Carey, who was playing the counselor, since you got your fucking degree, and since you know every goddamn thing, why ain't nobody say that to her when she was talking shit about people wearing bonnets? Monique, since you got your fucking Oscar, since you got your fucking gray hair, and you know, since you know every goddamn thing, since you got your fucking gray braids. Ain't nobody with gray braids gray tell me shit about no presentation. I'm sorry. Y'all know gray braids be looking dirty sometimes.
For me, that's, okay. that's just like the fucking gray braids.
Larissa tried to tell y'all about Monique now. Sometimes life stinks. Like those little stink bugs outside at summertime. Y'all know those things be out. But you don't have to, because Native has your back. Native cares about the products you put on your body, and they're all about stopping the stink the right way. You probably already know about Native's legendary aluminum-free deodorant, but they also have body wash, toothpaste, and their brand new mineral-based sunscreen. Native's broad-spectrum SPF 30 sunscreen is lightweight, absorbs quickly, and you can choose between unscented or coconut and pineapple. You can get their deodorant and body wash in amazing scents like coconut and vanilla, citrus and herbal musk, lavender and rose, and more. You can even build your own personalized product bundles. Mix and match three of your favorite scents and keep them on rotation so you have something for every occasion. Y'all know we love convenience shopping here, and the fact that you can go to Native and not only get deodorant, but you can get body wash and toothpaste and sunscreen on top of it, that's reason enough for me to send y'all there. So stay fresh, stay clean with Native by going to nativedeo.com/friend or use promo code friend at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/friend. Or use promo code FRIEND at checkout for 20% off your first order.
Now, we didn't really get into this because we just didn't. But today is a Shoot the Shit episode, so we can literally go anywhere. And I'm curious, do y'all care about how you look when you're in public? Like, is that a thing for you? Are you into the respectability of, like, listen, don't be out here looking crazy, embarrassing us, bonnets, PJs? House,
I think we all have our own, you know, our personal fencing and boundaries, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
especially
I'm not, you ain't gonna see me.
Depending on how you were raised.
Yeah. And you, so speaking of that, you know, you ain't gonna necessarily see me ashy. You know, I do my best not to have stuff in my teeth. You know what I'm saying? I, you know, nothing in the corners of my eyes, dirty fingernails. You know, these are the things that mean something to me. Now, right. We travel for our work, we travel professionally. And so it is a function of, it's something that we have to do. It's a service, something that we have to be a part of. It's not a privilege for us to it is a privilege for us to travel, but being in the airport as a space, occupying space as a person in the airport is not a privilege to me. And I don't owe it to Monique, whose titties were under her arms in a terry cloth roll. What's that cotton called? It's not really velvet, but it's like whatever it was. She was in a Bounty paper towel robe. I don't know what the hell. She had a chamois robe on.
But
she's sitting there in that robe, breasts all under her arms. You know, she may be at home, but the message wasn't at home. The message was shared with people around the
That's
world.
The part
so if the story is, you know, presentation, then you clean up, you sweep, like that gospel song says, sweep around your own front door. You sweep around your own front door, Monique. And right. And if there's ever been some, and now I love Monique too. I don't want to be misunderstood as if I'm bashing Monique or I don't support Monique or all the things that y'all gonna say, because I do support Monique and I do want Monique to win and work consistently because I love Monique, you know, but I'm with love. I just want her to know you of all people got bigger fish to fry than what's on another bitch head in the airport.
Yeah. Like,
get your ass on some sets. You know, do what we love to see you do, Monique, instead of worrying about what a bitch got on in the airport. And you need to put a bonnet on to cover up them gray braids. I don't give a damn.
I have grays coming in. What about you, Asante?
You ain't got braids.
What'd you think, Asante?
I don't really care about what other people are doing. It's not like my place to worry about them. I can barely worry about myself, if that makes any sense. So it's like Monique judging a bunch of people for it. It takes me back to Cosby when he was doing that whole thing about, you know, niggas need to pull their pants up and all that. And it's like,
black people. And now look people. At what kind of pants he got on, striped ones.
And it even takes me, like, remember on Insecure when Molly was working with old girl in the office and old girl was being, you know, just as ghetto as she want to be?
Yeah.
But it should have come down to how good was old girl at her job, not how black she's being in the workplace. And I think that that's something that's always missed upon. And that's something that I always hated about, like, working in service. Because you would work in certain restaurants where people, like, they loved your personality, like, they're like, oh, you know, we're more worried about whether our waiter seems like a fun person than we are about how good the food actually is. But then people want to whitewash you in those jobs because they want you to look, I guess, what people would like about a clean person's personality, not just a regular person's personality. But I loved working in restaurants where people could act however the fuck they wanted to act. And I think in New York City, that's part of the, or it was rather, because things have changed now. But that was like part of the allure, knowing that people could be seen the way that they want to be and dress how they want to dress because it enabled them to act how they wanted to act. But when you go to certain places where they want to whitewash you or they want you to be respectable because they want you to look a certain way and want you to fit in, it removes the fun out of everything. So fuck that. Fuck her telling people that they need to straighten up when they just probably at their fucking house getting shit done. A lot of the best work have come from people looking like nothing. I remember working in retail, and in retail, like, especially when I had to work off commission, I had to work for people that would come in fucking sweatsuits and sometimes old ass sweatsuits, but they were only wearing them because they felt so fucking comfortable in them.
Yeah.
And that's how they fucking stayed rich. And I fucking appreciate that. So it's like, now I don't even look at people twice when I feel like they might be looking funny or whatever, because they might be saving all that money in the bank. It's like, this person didn't take a shower today because they ain't pay their water, but that's because they decided not to pay their rent because they have three other properties that they just need to go and get back to or something. You just never know. So I just say fuck it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, y'all know me. I love comfort. We have long flights. We travel regularly. Now, I do have my boundaries. Like, I have to have been showered, mm-hmm. my hair clean, nails, like all that. Obviously, I have my own hygiene standards of hygiene. I should say that maybe other people might not. That's a little different. But with clothes, I like being comfortable. Of course, I still like being cute. I don't know that I would go out to the airport with PJs and a bonnet, but that's just because that's just something I wouldn't do, because I just wouldn't. But I also don't look
at... pajamas too thin. Your ass be too close to them dirty ass airport seats if you go in pajamas. That's the thing, you know.
And it's just a lot of it is just not a cute look a lot of times, like, you know. And so but when I see people with PJs and slippers and bonnets, I don't think twice. I'm not looking at them like, why would you do that? I'm just like, okay.
I don't give a fuck.
Nine times out of ten, I'd be like, white people, and keep it moving. Because I feel like when I was in high school and we would travel, it was always the white people like in their Birkenstocks and their pajama pants on the airplane just so they could take their shoes off and put their feet all over everything. I'm like, why are you doing
that? That's literally me.
But then I would, like, it only really bothered me if I felt like something on the back of my chair. I'm like, oh no, hold on now. We need to have a conversation. But I don't really do that. If it's not affecting me, like, if I could smell your feet, we might have to have, like, you're going to get some looks or something.
Well, that's
but
a different conversation.
You just looking like that, I don't really care. Yeah, I mean, people, they
and I like feet, but not them ones. I don't know, motherfucker.
You don't like public feet.
Mm-mm. But, you know, that older generation, too, is just, they move different. You know, they were raised different. They come from a different time where the expectations were a little different. So my mom's generation, my grandmother's generation, they buy outfits to go to the airport. My mom will have perfume on. She would go to the Dominican hair salon to get her hair rolled. You know, like, it's just different. The airport is an event. You know, you see them older Dominican ladies, they just got that blowout specifically for this trip.
They do be sharp in the airport. I have noticed. They do be
come
sharp.
Come on.
You know, that's just a black thing. You know, you already know what we talked about it on this show. The vacation braids, the crossbody small bag, the maxi dress, the sandals with the big jewel between the toe.
You smell them before
strap.
You see them, because it's just that waft of sweetness coming down the hallway, and you turn around and you know it's a group of black women coming up behind you.
And it's charming. It's charming.
I love it.
Ever want it to change. But that doesn't mean that Monique has a right to tell anybody to take
their
goddamn bonnet on in the airport.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
I agree.
Monique, we don't like everything Monique ass we having on all the time. We don't ever don't nobody say nothing. Nobody say nothing to her about that outfit she wore at the Queen's of Comedy. Remember what she had on the Queen's
I
Comedy?
Don't remember. No.
You remember Asante?
No,
the gold
I don't.
Leather
I remember,
with the
I
orange
the
and the bell bottoms and all of that.
The outfit. You remember? Yeah. Okay, I just remember the head, that look, that ponytail.
Anybody say nothing to Monique looking like a wrestler?
Yeah. Stop.
Oh, no.
Dustin. Can't you see Monique in the ring getting ready for that? Can't tell me people listening to this show, people on like T.S. Madison say in the lands all across the lands, listen to this show. You tell me you couldn't have seen Monique getting in the ring to wrestle with what she had on the Queen's Comedy. You tell me. Now you tell me on Queen's Comedy. Okay. Look it up. Look up Monique Queen's Comedy. And you tell me it don't look like a, you can't see Monique getting in there wrestling. It looked like something from the Parkers.
It was something from the Parkers, Monique, for sure.
Queen.
It definitely gave. She should have had a Lane Bryant collection or something.
Look it up, Monique Queens of Comedy. Look at Fran. Look, Fran. Tell me she don't look like she can get in the ring, baby. Let's get it on, goddamn.
I like
in this
it.
Corner from Baltimore, Maryland, the funny motherfucker herself, Monique. Yeah, can't you see you in there putting somebody in a full Nelson and a figure four?
Have daddy giving her water and holding her robe.
He would be doing that.
I'm trying to show.
Wiping her
those.
Face down. That's what he's doing right squirting now. The there water you go. Her. There you go, baby. Come on,
that's
Monique.
Pony.
Let's get, that's right. She's ready to fight. But ain't nobody saying nothing to her about having that shit on. You know what I'm saying? And I guarantee you that ponytail was covered up in a bonnet on the plane. So please. Please, okay? Monique, please. Where's Santana when you need him? Where's Santana when you need him? Nikki Parker, Nikki, please.
How many days people were fighting about this and like taking it so seriously? It was a straight up bonnet war on Twitter. I was like, this is insane. But it just, you know, I think it has a lot to do with home training too. How you were raised. Obviously, we're all raised very differently. My mom, I don't think she ever really checked me on like my appearance or or anything. She was just like, whatever. And for a long time too, I used to be like that where I would get my hair done if I had a trip. I'd be at the Dominican salon getting it straightened, had to go do my eyebrows, new fresh nail set, heels. Let me tell you something. You would not catch me at the airport without a heel on for a very long time.
I know that's right.
Like I had to. It was something about it. I just felt like if I'm at the airport, you know, I had to like give it to you walking down to the gate.
Well, let's be clear. There's a lot of opportunity in the airport. Now, I ain't
shopping. I mean, you
I'm
never
just talking
know.
About what Monique was saying. I ain't saying you know what I'm saying? Finna be looking like no damn fool, because I know I ain't no fool. Okay, I know what's going on in the airport, and I be friendly, comfortable.
Yeah, you never know who's there. You never know who you're going to sit next to.
Yeah, you don't never know. You know what I'm saying? So, shit.
But I now,
never know who you're going to sit next to.
I mean.
See, I really think that the when you look at transportation, especially Frank, since you a city girl, you a real city girl, you used to, you know, having to, well, not that you're used to, but like you understand the importance or what it means to look like in transit, you know, like you never know who you're going to see, especially in New York City. You never know if you're going to see a person again. So it's like you have to have a certain look or just be ready because you never know what type of connection you're going to make. And so I think for some people when they're in the airport, especially a lot of business people used to fly more so than people were leisurely flying. So I think that's why there was this kind of this temperature of you need to look a certain way when you're in the airport, because people were always trying to network or whatever. But you never know who you're networking with today anyway. So like Monique saying, don't wear that bonnet. The woman wearing the bonnet might own 10 different companies. So like, what do you like? None of that means anything today. Like, that's why it's so hard to listen to people when they're still judging the randomest little speck of anything, because it doesn't mean anything.
Furthermore, Monique, you the last, I don't give a fuck. Monique, you the last person we need to be taking advice on about how to be palatable to, you know, opportunity. Have you given a damn about showing up ready for opportunity, you know, and knowing who is in front of you? You haven't. That's why you, Monique, now and in the position that you're in right now. So mind yours. You know what I'm saying? Like, just mind yours. Yes, people don't need to be in the airport or anywhere else looking a goddamn fool. But wearing a bonnet, the things that she specifically named, a bonnet, you know, and it was funny when she gonna say, blankets wrapped around you. I was like,
you know me. And that part, I was sitting here like, well,
I was like, damn, Monique, you could have just left it at the bonnet. Drag like,
me.
Blanket. And then she said, furry them shoes with the fur on them. Blankets wrapped around. I was like, damn.
I mean, I too hate the shoes with the fur.
I don't
on
know
them,
what the fuck she.
Never.
What did she have on? What did Monique have on at the motherfucking airport? A tuxedo. I want to know what the fuck Monique. What did Monique have on? What did she have on? That was she redressed for the
That's
Met
a
Gala?
Good question.
What did Monique have on at the airport? Shit. What was on her motherfucking head? Because I know Monique. Monique seemed like a plain sleeper to me. So I know Monique wasn't up on that damn flight. She seemed like she didn't want to get on the flight. You know, and go to sleep. So how did she protect that? Because now, mind you, what are braids called? A protective style. So how did she, and when we saw her in that video, yeah, I'm talking shit about the gray braids, but they was laid. Them edges and shit was still,
yeah,
you know how they
good.
Take that brush and slick it down? That only stay down if you tie it or put something over it. So what did you put on your head on the airplane, Moni?
Especially a long-ass flight. Especially a long ass flight. But you know, it was funny. Another Twitter battle.
And one last note. If anyone is prepared, because let's be clear, when you getting in random, because what Monique said was that everybody, she tapping you on the shoulder. You know, she doubled down on this in another video after she sent that first the robe video out.
Oh, she did doubled a second down one? On,
yeah, she did a second one. It wasn't like the robe video. She did. Cause you know, you seen the robe video. It's the robe video.
First he said, when Monique said, yeah, and I wear the robe. Like,
the robe video. So, but the second video, not the robe video. In the second video, she said that everybody had been telling her, you need to mind your business. She said, you are my business, my Ooh. Sweet babies.
Okay.
She said, you are my business. And she said, people have, sometimes the older generation has to tap the younger generation on the shoulder. Now, I'm fine with all that. And I get the analogies. I get the, you know, I get what she's saying. However, you tap people on the shoulder, you got to be prepared for a response. And if you telling somebody they look a fool, I know I'm gonna turn around like this. I'm gonna look up and down and start itemizing. Okay, going down a list, letting your ass have it. And if anybody is prepared,
not itemizing
for real, y'all know this is to be true. So if anybody is prepared for that, it's Monique, because Monique looked like she can get, you know, you can have
true.
A tete-a-tete. So as long as she's prepared for that. Unless she prepared for somebody to start talking about what Sydney got on. That little pillbox hat, looking like he going to the royal wedding. You seen them British fascinators they be wearing, like to the royal wedding? That's what Sydney always wear, that little too little ass fedora, because I got a big head too, and I can eyeball the right size of a hat. I know Sydney's hat is too small. Ain't nobody said nothing about that. Ain't nobody said nothing about his carpenter jeans. Ain't nobody said nothing about that. Okay? Ain't nobody said about nothing about his USPA shirt. Ain't nobody said nothing about that. So, like, there's, you know, there's some space here that Monique has to be prepared for. And I believe she is. I'm looking forward to it.
Please.
Well.
Please.
Well.
I'm just saying. I'm like, I love you, Monique. I love you, Monique. I do. I'm inspired by her.
Monique.
I love Monique. I love her.
Love her.
She's an icon.
Love her.
But I'm gonna say, just like she gonna say what she wanna say about them bonnets, I'm gonna say what I wanna say about what she said about them.
Right.
I don't wear no.
It's really the
bonnet.
Work that is loved, and then when people step outside of that, sometimes we gotta. It's really like a hold on now moment, and it doesn't even have to be. Because I know a lot of people are like, just keep the acting. It don't even gotta be all that. It just gotta be like a hold on now. Are you gonna really do this after you've done that? Like, come on, Monique, really.
But we love Monique.
Yeah,
we
do. I love Monique. I love
we
you,
have
Monique.
To understand that generation. They just different.
She only 50. Dustin. That's young. You know what I'm saying? Like she, you know what I'm saying? She ain't no elder than me. She 50 years old. Like, girl.
That's true. That's like our oldest.
That's what I tell Monique. Yeah, we tell her to shut up. I would tell Monique to shut up. Real
no,
shit.
No, you would not, Dustin.
I would. I would
look her in her face and tell her to shut up in the airport.
Yeah, she ain't nobody to me. I'd be like, shut the fuck up. And turn around, keep doing all the time. Who the fuck? Who is she? What Brandy say? Who is she to you? Who is she to you? Who is Monique? I don't give a fuck about what she got to say about me having a bonnet on. Take your bonnet off, girl. Fuck you. And turn around and keep doing whatever you. Fuck you. That's one of those. Ones. Fuck you, asshole. You know, y'all, one of them, you get into it in passing. Ooh. Fuck you. And then
you gotta hit it with a boo hoo.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, boo hoo. And then you pop the elastic on your bonnet. Boo hoo.
I'm crying. shit. Wait, so I'm curious. Have y'all, so it's been, it's Pride Month, right? Not Pride. I always thought it was a week, but it's a whole month. Have y'all gone to any events, anything fun that you've experienced? I saw Crystal tweeting that she was going to get me to come out with her to a WNBA game so we can find some summer. So we can find some summer flings. I saw that tweet, Crystal.
Yeah, I did. You know, I went out last weekend, and I actually, this was Jay's, this is what Jay was talking about. This is what Jay was talking about. She gonna tweet. She trying to shame me and put out a lie, a false narrative about me going on an orgy boat.
I'm sure he'll talk about it on Friend Zone.
I ain't going on a goddamn orgy boat. Okay. And when she started telling me, I was like, I didn't go on no Yvonne orgy boat. So this wow. is the thing.
What was the boat then, Dustin?
Friend came to ask the question.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you what it was. You know,
you see the Deborah.
Yeah. ain't no shame in my game. God damn it. So look. So it was an after hours boat ride, right? That they now have, I guess, on this every Sunday or whatever. The boat don't take off until 7 in the morning, and you're on the river from 7 to 10 a.m. and then it comes back.
Wait.
Yeah, that's listen. Then
the moment he said after hours,
there's a full bar upstairs, a full bar downstairs. Downstairs on the boat is a club, like literally, like dark, bright lights, action, all that shit. With a big ass bar down there, and upstairs it's like open air. You can go to the front of the boat naturally in the back and all that. And it's a big bar, and people be dancing and shit. It was crazy. I was with some of my friends. I started out at a spot in Harlem. And then one of my friends that was there was like, hey, you know, I got to go show my face at this thing in Brooklyn or whatever. Do you want to go? I end up going to this huge party in Brooklyn. You had to be vaccinated to get in before y'all start talking shit. And I have mine. So anyway, but I got into that party. You know, I saw people I hadn't seen literally in over a year and a half. It was big and insane. Went to another party in Brooklyn in Williamsburg. All I saw is gates and warehouse, and I was kind of out of it by this point, but I was like, oh, this is Williamsburg. So then left there and went to the boat. We got to the boat.
Oh, you know how to thing. Live. Okay.
Like, it was like 6 o'clock or whatever, and the people who threw the boat knew the people that brought me to the boat, so we got walked on the boat. And then, we rocked that motherfucker, too. I want you to. We was like, you want me to what? Rock the what? And we rocked that motherfucker too until 10 o'clock. And I was actually ready to keep going, but they had started tapping out because there was another like after hours.
Come on. Yeah, see, this is how I know I'm aging out, because I would have been done by the first Brooklyn party you mentioned. I'd have been like, all right, guys, I love you. This is why I tapped the fuck out.
When you know we offline, I'll give you the reasons why you would have stayed. Go ahead. Okay. Okay. I had fun. Okay, shit.
I was at a poetry. I can't even get it out. So my friend, who's an artist, was like, come to this show I'm performing. And I'm like, you know what? I haven't seen live music. You know, obviously because of the pandemic, it hasn't really been popping like that. I haven't had an opportunity to really explore Brooklyn. It was in Brooklyn and where was it? In Bed-Stuy. I'm like, you know what? Okay. Bet. No, I'm lying. It was not. It was LES. I'm totally lying. So I'm like, I'm going to pull up.
They so when feel I the get same kind of though.
Yeah, you know, yeah, same, like little the vibe, same little vibe. But it was cool because I hadn't really been in that area for a minute either. So I pull up, you know, you it's like off Second Avenue, and little clubs out there, all the eateries. I was like, oh man, summer is really like in full swing. That just felt good, just to see everybody out with their pretty summer clothes and heels and sandals, and everyone just looking good. So I pull up to the event. And this dude comes up to me, and my friend hadn't gotten there. And this dude, really cute, really, really cute dude. He's like, you going to perform tonight? And I was like, no. He's like, you're not going to share no poetry with us? I was like, poetry? What's happening here? And then he gets up on stage and starts playing the bass. And then this other guy comes out with congas. I was like, am I in a scene from Love Jones? Look and I you. Sure like, as hell was. Because then this girl came out and she was like, my sugary sweet walls of drip. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I'm waiting for you to love me back. And all the girls were like, bitch, yes! And I was like, oh, my God.
Look, all the single ladies. Shit, first of all, no wonder. Never mind. I'm going to be nice with it. Poetry, every you know, it's poem, a fine though, line with that poetry. It's a fine line.
Every poem was about not being wanted. And I was like, this is really, this is a lot. You know, all these beautiful women
I'm
in
not
there.
Your therapist, honey.
But you know, it was felt, a lot of people were feeling it, yeah. So obviously it connected, but I was like, what is going on tonight? I thought it was like gonna be live music, but it was cool. Y'all know me, I joke and joke.
Okay,
I joke and joke, but you know, the poems, some of them were really good, the poets were really in their bag, and yeah, the bass player was fine as hell, so that helped. But then my friend performed and he killed it, and it was just cute. Just a nice little night out. I just felt like I hadn't really been.
It felt like he was back to life, right?
Yeah. Only thing is that not, like, no one had a mask on. Mm. And they most definitely did not ask about vaccine or negative tests. Nothing. They didn't even ask. You just came in. You had to show them your ticket because it was an invite-only thing. And that was pretty much it. I was sitting at a table. Oh, see, yours. Okay. That's crazy. It's a whole little pass. I didn't know that.
Funky, fresh, dressed to impress, ready to party.
Okay, straight up. They didn't ask us nothing.
Vaccinated.
I was sitting at a whole table with people drinking, talking.
They're driving the boat. I see
eating
people driving
edibles,
the boat.
Because there was a bowl of Rice Krispies, edibles, whatever the treats. It was fun, though. I was glad that I went.
You was on your summer walker friend?
I sure as I was. You know me, I just kind of laid low in the corner, just wanted to support. And then I kept it moving. But I was just happy to be out. I was like, man, I was telling Crystal, like, we lie every summer and say, I'm going to be more social. But like, I actually am. I already feel it in my body. I'm like open to people's events and things people have been sending me. I'm like, I'll pull up. Only thing is, like, I need clothes. Do y'all feel like your closet?
Who was shopping
just
during the pandemic? I was buying just regular t-shirts, sweats,
shit.
Bullshit.
Yeah,
cause
to
nothing
be at
mattered.
Home in.
Yeah.
But so now I'm like, I was looking in my closet, like, either nothing fit because of the weight I've gained during the pandemic, or it's just not my style anymore, or I just don't want to wear that. And so it's like, I need to literally sit and figure out what the hell I want to even look like now. Where the hell to shop? Because I don't even know where to go no more. I was looking at Zara and just a couple of random shops that I like just to get some summery dresses and sandals. I was like, I want to play up my little feminine looks a little bit more, let go of the tomboy shit, at least for this summer, at least a little bit. Yeah, put away the Air Maxes.
You know, range, spectrum.
Range.
I mean, range.
But are y'all planning on
versatility?
Are y'all planning on kicking
on having what? Yes. No. Yes. Have been. Yes.
Planning on kicking it even more for all the Pride events. I want to go. Remember, I used to come with y'all to some of the club events and some of the random
word. If I'm
invite
when I'm
me.
In, we can go whenever you want to go. And it don't even have to be for Pride because it's gonna be a lot more fun stuff that exists.
Just
outside
all summer.
Of it.
Yeah.
I got you.
So y'all know, because it's Brooklyn, there's like scenes out here. And so last week I went to what I thought was going to be like this musical showcase. And everybody, thank God.
Did you get bamboozled too, Asante?
Were you on the orgy boat?
You know
boat?
What? I keep getting bamboozled, right? I was not on an orgy boat. First and foremost, I am not vaccinated, so I have to be very selective about like where I go and what I do. So this event that I went to, I was like, oh, you know, it's outside, so it should be spaced out. Mad people. So I had to like get me a spot way to the back, but it was literally just a bunch of niggas outside smoking. And then
in the
like
park,
they had this
at
big
the summit
ass
thing.
No, it was like on some random block, and they had this big ass like stage platform, and niggas kept getting up there performing.
Wait,
and
what? So, like, you didn't tell us?
But it wasn't like it wasn't like no regular ass, like they weren't. I'm trying to figure out how to work. No, like, I'm gonna have to give y'all the rest of the details about this afterwards. But like, it was like alternative blacks, so it was a little bit more than what I would have bargained for. Personally.
Hot Topic blacks.
Yes, and I was just in Hot Topic yesterday. But yes, it was very much more than what I thought it was gonna be.
Because you mean it was dark.
Yeah, because they were like punkish, and like some of them were breaking shit. Like the first couple ones were cool because they were like they were doing like interactive art. Like this girl was talking, and then two people would like come up and they were like acting out the story and shit. So I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. Niggas was smoking. So I was like, let me go smoke. And then like, I guess I come back outside, and this other person, he's breaking a fucking bin down, and he's like, you know, this isn't the earth or some shit. Like, he's trying to make sense of some shit that I couldn't make sense of. I was like, I think I smoked too much, and I'm not supposed to be here no more. So I had to get out of there. So it was fun until it wasn't. Look, but you wanted to be invited.
I did. You know, I'm down.
It was fun to be outside because there were so many, like, cool-looking black people out there. But then it was just such a crazy, like, scene. I was like, this is the wrong black scene that I wanted to, like, be part of. But my homegirl, the only reason she was out there is because she likes, like, the art stuff. So, like, you know, they had the cool, like, leather stuff and the piercing stuff. So she likes all that shit. And it was, like, independent people. There were people piercing outside, which was very unsanitary.
Wait, what? But,
yeah. I have friends that just like to do the randomest things, and I'm a okay, fine, why not type of guy. So
me too. That's
she I'm, said. She said gone. It was like black alternative people, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. Thinking, you know, it's like a little, you know, when PJ leave the studio, Adam Levine's still there. No, it wasn't that. It was a little bit more than that. So I was like, ooh. Speaking of PJ Morton, just really fast, he sings the Ready to Love theme song, and I sing it every time I watch. And I just watched it last night.
Shout out to PJ.
Super random. But I did that when I went outside, and also I went to the mall for the very first time in forever, like a New York mall. I went to Roosevelt mall? Field.
Oh,
out in Long Island. Yes.
That is a huge fucking mall, but it was so
And it's
so
a
fun.
Scene, too. Roosevelt Island, like, you put our outfit on to go to that motherfucker, I tell you that.
I've never been.
You put your dress and go hang out. Oh, we should go to the mall.
We should totally go. Like, it was just so fun.
We should vlog our trip to Roosevelt Field.
And that
put
would
it on
be
Patreon. Yeah.
We should.
That would be funny.
Let's do it. I'd love to go back. First of all, they have like 10 Auntie Anns in there. Like, I was
God,
like,
that on God, they got several for real.
Like, for real. Like,
do they have Panda Express?
They don't have Panda Express.
Oh, it's not
but they do mom. Have like the Sarku Japan, like, you know, those in the food court. And it's funny because none of the Auntie Anns are in the food court. Like, they're literally sprinkled everywhere else but
where they need to be. Ain't nobody walking all the way back down there from my pretzel. Yeah, I want it now.
They literally catch you on the hot spot. It's like, oh, don't you need a pretzel or a snack right quick? And it's like, oh, there's Auntie Anns. So, like, let me just stop in. And they had a pink berry in there, you know, and the red one, red mango, in case you like that one instead. I was like, damn, they got both. Like, oh, okay. And the Cinnabon. Like, it had everything in there. The mall makes me think of summertime because it makes me think of like when you were younger and you finally like out of school for a period of time. So it's like summer and you would go to the mall and hang out. So like being in a big ass mall made me think like, oh, it feels like summer and I'm in a fucking mall.
Nostalgia. Wait, how did you get there?
I took a train, took the Long Island Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to take like a car from there.
Yeah, it was a 10-minute car, but there's a bus you could take, and the bus from the train is like 20 minutes, and it literally, you could still use your phone to swipe, but I just took the car. I was like, well, we just want to go because I don't feel like waiting.
Yeah, oh, that's cute. I haven't been there, so I want to go. Honestly, just saying it.
Honestly, it's not far if you're driving. So if somebody got like a zip car, or like if Jay drove, it'd be like an hour, maybe 45 minutes with Jay driving. But
I was about to say 35. You know, Jay. All she need is a number on the side of her car. That's it. And she'd be good to go.
A number and a seatbelt. And
yeah.
a brush to no throw at someone. Because Jade loves throwing a brush, child.
She's an Olympian with that brush throwing. Like.
Y'all, I went bike riding through Brooklyn on Sunday. It was so cute. I just, like I said, I'm so happy. Yeah, man. I jumped on my bike.
Was it one bike or two?
One bike.
There weren't two bikes riding?
I mean, there was were, but I was on bike. One.
No, I'm just
there were, but there, but there, so there, so there were two bikes. Okay, I'm just trying to set yeah. the tone and the mood.
Continue. So we went bike riding through Brooklyn, and so what we did is we got our favorite playlists and put a speaker on the front of his yes. bike, and then we just rode through Brooklyn singing and rapping and playing all our favorite ass music. And it was just a beautiful, is it not the cutest? And we went through like all just kind of exploring the different parts of Brooklyn I haven't had a chance to really look through. Just the, you know, you go through the residential parts, the mm-hmm. cute houses, and then you go through the busier streets, which is scary as fuck. And I'm always like, please get me out of here. And then we went through Prospect Park and rode mm-hmm. inside of the park and around. Then we took a break and sat. They have like the little lakes and man-made lakes, and we sat and had some fruit and drank water, and we did some sprints, because when you date someone who is fucking fitness buff, everything turns into a workout. So he was like, let's do some sprints. We did some fucking sprints. So if you saw me in the park, what up? I was doing That's sprints cruel. Up and down a hill. And then got back on a bike and rode around. It was just perfect. I went to Target. Actually, you know what? I did see a couple of you guys, because I had to get some stuff from Target for my hair. And
oh, you got caught in the Target. Hey, honey.
I did. We pulled up on our bikes. He stayed down there. I ran up, got my shit, saw some of y'all like, what you doing here, friend? I was like, I could be at Target. Hey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that sounds fun and cute, friend.
It was a great perfect. Date. Yeah, like I said, I want to be more active and social, and that was my way too. And you know, Brooklyn has this black. Have y'all seen it? It's like a black business street fair that happens every Sunday in Bed-Stuy.
No.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I went last summer. Yes.
Yeah. So it's back on. The first one was not last weekend because it was pouring, but the weekend before that was like the launch of it again, or the relaunch, I should say. And it's so damn cute because it's all these black shops. I'm going to send you their IG because they actually have an IG.
Please do. I would love to actually come out for that.
Yeah, and it's every Sunday. So basically you can just look that up and I'll post it. And it and the shops are just outside, like,
yeah.
So to kind of draw you in, they had hats, bags, merch,
music, home goods,
music, food, you name it. It's like a typical New York street fair, but it's focused on the black businesses that are on that block to kind of help them gain more traffic. And it's also fly, because you know how Brooklyn does. Everybody was dressed in their cool ass clothes.
Hell yeah.
With all their friends.
My girl Aziza, we highlighted Aziza. Her jewelry here. Y'all love Aziza. Shout out to Aziza. She had her jewelry. She had a vendor booth set up out there for her jewelry last year. I think it was like 4 weekends in a row that they did this marketplace. Yeah, it was really, really dope. And it was dope stuff there too.
Really dope. I looked it up. So you can look up Black Owned Brooklyn on Instagram. It's Black Owned BKLYN. And that one's dope because they'll let you know like when you can come out. I'm trying to find the other one too because I had another IG that I
did. Building Black Bed-Stuy?
Yes, there we go. Boom. That's exactly what it is. Building Black Bed-Stuy. That's the IG. And that helps them preserve the black community in Bed-Stuy. And it's basically a way to create financial relief for the businesses there, especially with gentrification. So genius idea. I love that it's every Sunday, so you don't have to trip. You just know that it's there every Sunday of all summer long. And listen, you guys, it is such a scene. Y'all know I'm not like the most mixy person, but it's cute. It's like all my favorite stuff. Beautiful black women, fashion, black-owned businesses, food, music. What more could you ask for? Cute dogs. Cute ass.
That's one
dogs.
Thing I've always loved about like summertime, the little markets, but specifically like the black ones. Mm-hmm. Like whenever black, like I
the
love
black market.
Yeah, like exactly. Like up in Harlem on like 135th, I feel like they had like the market every so often. And I would always just randomly see all them people just up there, like when they would close off the whole street because it was the shit.
That's the best. And they didn't have the stage. That's yes. What's it called? Oh my God.
You know what I'm talking about?
The Schomburg.
Yes, 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 mm-hmm. yes.
Mm-hmm. It's the
yes.
Schomburg. And they shut down that whole block. And then sometimes they'll have a stage and have different artists come on and perform.
I remember the last time I went.
Yeah, the last time I went, I literally was there with Crystal. We pulled up because it was right near her. Well, we were all in Harlem at that point. And we would just meet each other up, meet up with each other. Yeah, and come shop a little bit, hang out, finish the night at Crystal's house.
Last weekend was off the motherfucking hook in Harlem, for real.
Tell
and I am not even bullshitting.
Harlem and Brooklyn was off the hook last weekend.
St. Nicholas Park, motherfucking Central Park at the top on one, off of 110.
Off the piers.
That other little park, I can't even remember the name of it, but y'all know which one I'm talking about, right there off of 125th when you start going south on the east side almost. Everything, like just every stoop, Lennox was crazy, ACP, Frederick Douglass, like everybody was outside. It was fucking insane, and that's how I ended up out until, you know, the future and shit. Yeah, like. It was crazy.
The following week.
Crazy. New York. This weekend, New York was off the chain, for real.
It was, because I went to go see my mom on Saturday. And y'all know she's in Harlem still. Yeah, so it was good for me because I got to spend some time with her. I didn't really see her. And then she's in Harlem.
Hey, mama friend.
Yeah, hey, mama. And so it was cool because I got to kind of walk through. I got off on 125th just so I can walk through. There was some like jewelry shops I wanted to check out.
Yeah.
You know, I lost one of my anklets. Y'all know I'm an auntie. I'm double anklet up at all times.
Double anklets, baby, okay?
It's the island girl in me. And
shackled.
So I had to fix that real quick to get my superpowers back before summer started, and popped into my favorite jewelry store. It's called Ice Jewelry on 125th and Lennox. People stayed tweeting me like, Lennox. It's right there. You turn the corner if you get off the train. Just turn, go down that block, and it's like two doors down. It's called Ice Jewelry. That's where I've been getting my jewelry since I was hella young. People will be like, where'd you get that necklace? I'm like, local. It's all Harlem shit. I just support all the local jewelers. But I went to get my anklets there, and then I walked back up to go check my mom, and I was just like, damn, I miss Harlem.
You really do, friend. You miss it.
In that moment, I did, just to see everybody.
So I do. I did. She had to fix it right quick.
But also, you know, the New York is intoxicating in the summertime. Like, it's just.
Oh, my God. It's like nothing else.
It don't matter. It don't matter what block you go to. It's just different. Like, it's everybody's on the side. With the grills, making fucking, having the cookouts on the sidewalk. You gotta walk around the smoke and shit. People selling watermelons off
and
the trucks and the table.
Hell hath no fury. hell hath no fury. Like a.
And is it me or people are like more beautiful? Like it was. I was like, this is crazy.
Girl, fuck
out
Justin
here.
Bieber. I get my peaches up in Harlem. Okay. Yeah,
everybody looked good. Everybody looked good because you could tell people were just hyped to be out again. You know,
yes,
socializing. All those spots like Cove. You know,
yes,
Cove.
All of that.
Oh my God.
Corner Social.
Corner Social right next door.
Red Rooster.
Right across the street. All of them were packed, full of people outside, laughing, drinking, eating, just having a bomb ass time. And that just made me real happy. And the hookah spot too, that's right. Like
Harlem hookah.
You know, I didn't know that was a hookah spot for the longest. I thought
it was
just a bar.
You didn't know Harlem hookah was a hookah spot?
Because it didn't say it for a long time. The glass was plain.
Oh yeah, it didn't for a while.
And
it
then
was
they
ghetto.
Added the H, right. Then they
the
added
H-H.
The double H. Yeah, and then
yes,
I was like, what is this?
They eventually added that shit.
The second H, I'm like, this is a hookah spot. That's so random. I didn't think black people like hookah.
Friend.
Please. So I didn't know.
Okay, so friend, I knew niggas liked it, but I didn't know that, because I think Terry, by the way, posted a photo of some niggas, or a video rather, they were smoking a hookah that was like floating on something in water. And I didn't realize niggas loved it this much. Like, I knew they liked it every now and then, but the fact that niggas had it floating in some water, because you know, uptown, the Dominicans be having it on the stoop, you know what I'm saying? In a cup holder, in the car, like
the car.
Anywhere they can get
it. Y'all don't be getting hookah. Like, I literally last night I was at a hookah spot in the Village.
Really? I mean, I've been to be social with my friends that like hookah, but I just don't get it.
Y'all ain't never put weed in a hookah? I'm just gonna say it. Y'all ain't never put no weed in a hookah.
Nah, because
that makes me want, that would make me want to smoke one, but because I come into contact with just regular hookah, I'd just be like,
me,
man,
and my ex, listen,
that was y'all was put weed in.
Hell yeah, come home after being out running errands and shit, watch a movie, poof, weed in that hookah and get it popping. That was like, that's fun.
I mean,
yeah,
that seems worth it because you're getting high and you get all the vapors.
At home, it's relaxing, whatever. Now, I don't smoke cigarettes, so I've never been like I shouldn't say there's a correlation between the two, but the thought of smoking something that's not weed just hasn't really been appealing to me.
Well, that's the part I'm trying to understand. Like, what exactly is the effect? Like, when y'all have smoked regular hookah, what is the effect?
It's just like smoking like a Black and Mild, how you get a slight little, like, you know, a little like a light little hair buzz. Rush. Yeah, a little light, the airy flavor.
So people like when it's like, you know, the pepperminty.
But that don't smell good to me. It's not like a nice flavored air. It just smells.
Well, you got to get a different flavor because it depends on what kind you get.
But at the spot, it's like a lot of people with different flavors. So that shit just smells dense and the air is thick.
It's not appealing. Yeah.
I know. I just don't get the appeal. I've gone with my homies like maybe two or three spots, especially in LES, because y'all know LES got the hookah spots and shit. But I just didn't get it. The first time I did it, I was like, what? I felt lightheaded. It wasn't like a nice buzz. It was like I'm gonna pass out.
Yeah, I can only do it for like so long, and then I'm like, okay, because I don't really, you know, I really don't even like, I drink socially and shit, but I'm not like I don't crave to like go have an alcoholic beverage. You know what I'm saying? Like
at this point,
I don't like the way my stomach feels. You know what I'm saying? Just all that shit.
The headaches.
Hookah
the
is fun. It's social, and then, you know, it's easy to look sexy when you blowing out the hookah smoke. So it's a good tool. It's a resource. You know what I'm saying? Pull a motherfucker. You hit that hookah and shit. Blow that motherfucker out.
Look at
you.
You know what
I'm saying? Blow that motherfucker out like
look
shit.
Look at you.
You know, you blow that shit, and then you look at that motherfucker like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it works. It's like a thing. So you got to get you some hookah.
Yeah, but with the pandemic, are people switching out?
You switch out the tip anyway.
Okay.
Everybody's supposed to have their own tip, period.
Gotcha.
Yeah, unless y'all fucking, then maybe y'all
share
the tip.
Yeah, they always come with little plastic tips. You always get your little personal plastic tip. So whenever people pass the rod or whatever, you put your tip on it and smoke it and you take a tip off it. So that's why if someone ever hands it to you with the tip on, you buy it, you forgot your tip or something like that.
Yeah, but your spit is still in the rod.
Ain't no spit. Because you're just pulling. You're just putting your mouth on like a plastic piece and pulling and then taking that plastic piece off. You're not blowing into it. You're just pulling and then, you know, on the side, pull again, take the plastic piece.
I seen somebody put a hookah in an N95 mask. It's for real. You know how they had a little vent on the side? That motherfucker was put it right up in that damn vent. I said, damn, okay, it's an HN95.
I saw Chloe. Nigga 95. You know, Cleverly Chloe.
Shout out to my homie Chloe. Love you, Chloe.
She posted a really cute hookah she just got for her house. It was like matte black. I saw her tweet it out. I was like, that's cute, but as an aesthetic, but I don't want to smoke it.
It's fun if you entertain and have parties and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's fun to have
a
hookah.
I can see
the
vibe. Yeah, yeah.
You just reminded me the last time I smoked hookah was with Chloe in Dallas.
Stop.
When I went to Dallas,
she took me
to a damn hookah spot and we smoked hookah. She was so annoying because she was like, what flavor? I was like, girl, you can pick. I do not care about this. And she looked at me like I was crazy. I'm like, the hookah is an appetizer or something. I'm gonna need an actual blunt after this.
It's
like,
fun. It's fun.
It's fun for us a moment. Like, it's like I'm just pulling and blowing, pulling and blowing. Then I'm like, all right, well, now I need, you know, to actually feel high from this. And I don't. So let me go pull and blow a joint.
You gotta have a drink for, well, true. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta have a drink first.
Like,
you have your drink and then you start feeling that music and shit. And you know, the hookah becomes like something, you know, so you roll the cord, you gotta roll it. You know what I'm saying? It's fun. This hookah is fun.
Were you doing the glow stick?
Yeah, like with the hookah, you know, you be gentle, especially if you had a party. Then you know what I'm saying? You be like,
y'all, it just got so dark outside. Are y'all by a window? This is crazy. Whoa, geez.
This is the Friend Zone.
Our relationships should add value to our lives, especially in the bedroom. So why don't we think the same way about our sex toys? Dame Products is a woman-owned sex toy company making the next generation of vulva-tested, vulva-approved vibrators. Founded by a sex educator and an engineering whiz, Dame develops toys with the help of real humans and couples. They're closing the pleasure gap and helping the world one vulva at a time. Dame's vibrators and accessories are made with medical grade silicone, smart design principles, and lots of love. They've got a wide variety to choose from, like G-spot vibrators, sets for couples, even a set for when you're on the go that comes in a zippable cotton pouch. Dame products have earned glowing press from the New York Times, W Magazine, and many more. They're great whether you're a couple looking for, you know, an extra boost or a journey of self-exploration. And Dame offers hassle-free returns within 60 days, so your satisfaction is literally guaranteed. Y'all know I love a wellness segment. Mm-hmm. And to me, what is more indicative of wellness than self-exploration and just feeling that comfort with your partner to take it up a step, to explore each other's pleasure and desires and incorporate some new toys into the bedroom when, you know, things might be getting a little stagnant. I was going to say when things are getting a little stiff, but that might not be a bad thing. So go to dameproducts.com/friendzone today and get 10% off with code friendzone. Once again, go to dameproducts, dame.com/friendzone and get 10% off with the code friendzone. Happy playing.
By the way, it's leaked. I don't know if I told y'all it leaked in my house one time. It leaked in my house the other night. I had to go clean up a bunch of fucking water. I emailed them because I was like, hey, it looks like it's going to rain all week. Okay. I was like, can someone come fix this? Do you know they told me that they can't come fix my shit because they're like, well, since it's going to rain, we'll have to wait until after the rain is done to come fix it.
Sir, okay, so what hotel are they putting you in?
They going to tell me to file it with my damn insurance. They were like, file it with your personal renter's insurance and for them to cover it. I was like, y'all niggas don't realize that because they so
I'll just take it out so the rent. No problem.
So the problem is I only pay one more month's rent. And then after that, they're going to want their deposit back. And I use one of the programs. And so the program is they just ask for my card. And because I have good credit, they're like, you have good credit. So we're not taking a deposit. So I'm like, I might go change the cards on that program thing because y'all not finna get me for my my non-deposit or nothing because y'all didn't want to fix these floors and y'all didn't want to come clean it properly. The nigga literally told me, leave a bucket under the drip.
Come on.
Now see, like, when somebody say some shit like that to you about where you live, you don't have no inhibition about stiffing them on that deposit.
Right.
At all.
Because that's take ridiculous. Your money.
At all.
That's ridiculous. Like,
what the fuck? Tell your mama. Tell your motherfucking mama to live in a bucket, bitch. Fuck like, you talking about what? Put a bucket under it. Tell your mammy, your goddamn Monique titty having ass mama to put a bucket under her ass.
Mind you, he don't even know if it's just a hole. So you're talking about put a bucket under it? What if the shit is seeping from the side or something?
Dumbass.
What am I supposed to do?
Further the fuck more, if you if the shits keep leaking, the roof gonna break. Once again, the word of the day is behoove. It might behoove you to come in here and fix the problem before the next rain, doofus, so yours that it doesn't get worse.
Hell yeah. That's part of why I be wanting to leave. But then, you know, friend, we here in summer and, you know, you start to feel that heat on your skin. You see what's going on outside and it's like, okay, I guess.
Makes it worth it.
Where else could I live? Right. But, you know, too, because I'm in Flatbush, the fucking parties have started, the bashments. Oh, boy. Talk about trying to sleep. Yeah, I've actually... It's been a bit of a struggle trying to get any rest, but just what it is. In a way, I don't mind because I'm like, it's party time. It's summer.
It's for the culture.
Only thing is the fireworks. Not ready.
It's fireworks season. It is.
I'm telling y'all right now, I'm getting some this year. Last year, y'all shamed me out of it because the way y'all talked about how much you hated the people that was letting them off.
Last year, I remember we were pulling out all kinds of government conspiracies and shit. People saying they saw a white man in a suit pull up and give kids fireworks.
If he pull up around me, I'm gonna like, run everything in that motherfucking van, bitch. Since you want to be in our hood,
the motherfuckers was out there doing that.
I mean, I believe it.
I'm gonna be one of them motherfuckers this year because I've been wanting to make it go boom. Last year I wanted it so bad. I was like, I just want to go buy all the most loudest, biggest ones. I'm getting a cannon.
Honestly,
fuck that.
Niggas should set up firework stations in white neighborhoods and then say, white man gave them to
go
us.
Uptown.
We should
go
literally
uptown.
Do that.
I won't be. I'm telling you.
I don't
right
want
now.
None. They already started last week and my body was remembering from that trauma of the 3 months.
Instantly.
instantly.
I started trembling. Like, no, not again.
It went, I heard the first pop, 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 and I said, oh.
And remember, I told y'all,
it didn't make you want to light none. Not even a little bit.
Mm-mm. No, hell no. That shit's scary as fuck. The dudes lit the cannon. Like, remember, I told y'all last year the dudes lit the cannon and I came outside on my terrace to yell at them and they was like, what's up, Ma? It's like, no, don't do that. I'm trying to yell at you.
Friend, have you ever lit fireworks?
The little corny ones that you throw on the floor and they go, cut, 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 cut. You know, the little. The little poppers. That's about as far as I got.
What about you, Dustin?
Outside of poppers? Yeah. Yes. Both kind of poppers. But yes, right. I have. Absolutely. Yes, I have lit fireworks. We'll be lighting them again. When we lived in Michigan, there were certain fireworks that weren't legal, like per the state. But if you crossed the state line, like in Ohio, you could get the big kahunas. So niggas would go drive down to the state line and go get fireworks all the time and then come sell them in the hood. And as I got older, because obviously my parents wasn't buying that shit.
Right. As
I got older, you know what I'm saying? I would source them and get them myself. And that's why I want me some and then get me some now. I want the biggest, most fireworks I can get.
Are fireworks not all illegal? Are they not all illegal?
They're not all illegal, and then some states they're not legal at all, and then some states some are legal. So it's like a whole thing. It's like
if anybody got the hookup, holla at me because
you know only certain weapons are legal.
Allegedly,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, when I was younger, we used to, first of all, when I was younger, Dinetta was not having that. She's probably going to be hearing some of this for the first time. Same. But I remember going on road trips and seeing those fireworks signs because they'd be like, fireworks depot, come get your fireworks here. And then even when you would stop at gas stations, there would be niggas selling those fireworks. So I remember going on a road trip finally when I was like 19, 20, we were going to Mardi Gras. And I bought all the fucking fireworks I could ever ask for. And I remember we stopped in some crossover state and we were like, ain't nobody gonna give a fuck because we not even from here. When I tell you, we lit the fuck out of some fireworks, didn't really know what the fuck we had going on. And one of them was like a big ass design and the shit kept popping even after we drove off. And mind you,
that's the ones I want.
Mind you,
I mean,
it's
I
only
do
like,
want to do that one.
Oh my God. So first of all, we're so on this we're on one of the main highways, but because it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, we're the only ones on the highways. And I remember we got stopped by the troopers because they were looking for whoever did the fireworks. And thank God we had just did all of them. We was like, you know what, if we're gonna do this shit, we just need to do it all right now. So he was looking in the car looking for fireworks. We ain't had no receipts, we ain't have nothing because we were all so paranoid. We were at illegal, so we were like, we gonna go all the way in and all the way out on this, and we did. So
that was
my one time I had them, and that shit was fun. But outside of that,
that
should
be scaring me though. Like I saw there was a group of young kids. They had to be maybe 10, 12 in that age range. Mm-hmm. And you know when they light it and nothing happens and then they start going back towards it, the mama in me, I'm like, just leave it alone. Go light another one, Jesus Christ. Because all I see is the shit exploding.
Tap him on the shoulder, Monique.
With my robe on.
Yeah, let them know. Just leave it alone, y'all. Leave it alone, y'all. Hey! Leave it alone, friend.
That's real as fuck. Because when we buy fireworks, I didn't even think about that. I just thought I thought when you light that thing, in my mind, that shit goes so fast. So I remember when we bought the fireworks, like, I had bought like a long ass thing. And my homegirl, she was like, you think we setting off a bomb? Like, what the fuck is this? Like, girl, I don't want to be close to it. Right. And then after they saw how slow it was burning, I remember they tried to like go step on it and put it out. But that shit kept like it burned through the bottom of somebody's sneaker or something. And I was like, oh, just leave that shit there.
And how scared people be to light it too. Cause like you notice, it's like you about to jump double dutch. You be like trying to light it, but keep a distance, and then you kind of jerk back, so you never fully
you run
light
back.
Everyone's
fuck
scared.
You run back. You get in there and light it and just take off like Flojo. Hell yeah!
So a lot of times you don't properly light it because low key everybody's shook to light the shit. So that's the part where I'm like, I've never done it because I've been obviously I was with my cousins and my family when they were doing it, but I was just I was too shook. Because I'm like, if I blow up my damn hand, I'm going to be embarrassed as fuck. What happened to your hand? Fireworks.
Hit it, Katie.
Baby, you're a...
What happened to your hand, friend?
Katie.
Baby, you're a firework.
But I definitely want to hang at the, like, 4th of July weekend. Do y'all have plans? I want to go to the pier, the Hudson. I used to do that a lot when I was younger, and that was always the absolute best. You just sit on the benches, or you, like, get little patches in the grass and lay out with food and snacks with your favorite people and just watch the fireworks. Or even, what's the one on the east side? FDR.
Oh, the FDR, yeah.
The FDR.
That's actually
fireworks.
Where the boat took off on Sunday from the
How
FDR.
How cute.
Downtown.
I mean, the FDR is the best because that's where I used to live by the FDR. So I would actually see the mm-hmm. water. You know what? I used to see the boats from my window. So I wonder if I'd seen them party boats. I would have been like, look at Dustin. Look at Dustin
in that
boat.
You'd
have
seen me in that bitch like. I was raging by that time, man. It was
shit,
great.
Did y'all hear about that? They added like an island or something to New York. Not a real island, but
the
like
park.
I went last night.
Yeah.
The floating park. You went?
I went last
How was
night.
It?
Yeah.
How is it? Because I definitely want to go, even though people are
it's
mad
romantic.
About it, but it looks pretty. Really?
It's romantic, yeah. There's it's a nice place to go walk and like be romantic. It's cool. You should go.
So how do you the, obviously, it's just a pathway and off the
yep,
Hudson.
It's right,
and you
right,
just walk
right
up.
There, between 13th and 14th Streets at the pier.
Mm.
And you have to get a ticket online in advance because
oh,
it's
shit.
Reservation
okay.
only. And yeah, that's it. And you just go, and they have like some little carts where you can get like little snacks and beer and wine. And
stop
then
it.
There's an amphitheater, and then there's like lots of trails and shit. I walked it. We walked it pretty like fast or whatever, but. It was still beautiful. The views are breathtaking. And, you know, it's really cool. You should go and go at night. It's romantic.
I'm jotting.
My reservation was for 10:30.
I'm doing that. That's so cute. I like, you know what else I like too down in that area? What's it called? That thing where you walk that is up
Saucy
in the
Santana.
Air. That is up in the air. You go up
the oh,
steps.
Oh, the in
that
Hudson
park?
Yards. The
they
the
call
thing.
It the something line.
The vest. Oh,
the
high line.
The
high line.
The
yeah,
high
yeah.
line.
Yeah.
Love the
that
high line.
That is such
the
a cute
shizzit.
Date night
They be going
night
down
too.
On the high line.
Especially during the summertime, yes, too. They be having
Let
little
me tell
vendors
you,
out
I had
there
the,
and stuff.
Yes, I had the best date years ago at the high line. Like, we just walked.
You know, you can
talk.
Go off in a cut on the high line. Like, there's some little benches like
heard.
Off in a cut.
I
yeah.
heard. Yeah.
I heard. The high line fucking. Yeah, I heard. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a thing on the high it. Line.
That's right. Such a cute. Wait, what other date night things? I'm waiting for what's it called? San Gennaro, where they the mm-hmm. in Little Italy, mm-hmm. where they block off that street and
it's
just
beautiful.
All the restaurants,
with the string
and,
lights across
yes,
the top. It's great.
You get me, and then they have like a Ferris wheel, the yo. Funnel cakes with the powder, and you just walk through with your little
Be a lot
booth.
Of cakes. Yeah. I you know, I love those kind of dates. Like, that's just fun. It's very, very
New
fun
York
romantic.
Summer
yeah.
dates at night, nothing fucking compares. That's one yep. thing I know I'm gonna miss. I mean, I'm sure Portland has its own culture of cuteness because it's just such a cute city, but come on. New York is like, come on. So
you gotta
amazing.
Go to a dungeon, friend. Bring the fun to you, goddammit. Go to a dungeon.
Not
friend.
A dungeon.
Wow.
I remember when Cicely Tyson passed away and everybody was giving Candy a hard time because it was right at the same time that the episodes of Housewives of Atlanta came on when they had that sex swing that she got from her bedroom candy line.
What?
And she posted that picture on her Instagram in the swing like this.
The day since...
And everybody was all in the comments like, God damn, Candy. Like, not now. Like, Cicely Tyson just died. Like, God damn, Candy. And I felt bad for her. It was funny as fuck, but I felt bad for Candy. Because y'all know I love Candy Burris. Y'all know I love Candy.
Wait, show us how her legs looked in the swing.
In the swing, she was like this. Hold on. Just shout out to Patreon. And she was smiling like this. And everybody was like, God damn, Candy.
I did not
Candy.
Catch that.
Nah,
I
nah, can't. Sissy Tyson, damn. You know what I'm saying?
Did she
That's
take
what everybody
the post
was saying
down?
In the comments. I don't know. Let me see if she did. Probably not, because Candy don't give a fuck. Well, not that she don't give a fuck about Sissy Tyson, because she do. She definitely give a fuck about Sissy Tyson. She don't give a fuck about impression. Them talking shit. Hell no. That's why I love her.
Speaking of our
y'all
faves,
ain't know about that.
I did not. Did y'all see that Monica has a new true crime show she's hosting? How cute Infamy. Is
no,
that?
No, what?
Is that not cute? I don't know who came up with that idea for her, but I love it, especially with people love calling it. Her Gunica. It's just
yes, yes.
Perfect branding.
It's called
Do you know
Infamy.
What channel?
VH1. VH1,
oh,
yep. 10 o'clock.
Even
it came on, was it last night, Monday night? It came
on. I saw
on,
Carrie.
On VH1.
Yeah. Carrie. Yeah. Of course. Shout out to Carrie. We love him so much.
We love Carrie. Tweeting. Love you, friend.
He was tweeting about it. I was like, you know what? I need to check this out on VH1.
Host Monica helps unravel the mystery and the motives behind high profile celebrity crimes, revealing a dark side to being in the public eye.
Mm hmm.
How
y'all hear this fucking
that?
Rain?
Yo,
oh, God.
This
rain is so
crazy
loud.
Outside. The way
oh, God.
It just changed. This was the other, like a couple days ago, I tweeted, it's 75 degrees, I'm ready to be social, and literally 10 minutes later, the sky broke. When I tell you, I didn't even get my pants on, and I looked outside and it was pitch black. My egg chair on my terrace was just swinging. Look at oh my God. She
posted shout out to Patreon,
day,
baby.
Cicely Tyson.
Oh.
Let me see if the comments are still up. Hold on.
Oh.
It's the fact she left it up for me. I hear that. She was like, listen. That's ooh. Cute.
Maybe
they
might have moderated the comments because I don't see any of the stuff that was up there at first.
She was like, clean that up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How cute.
Great.
I want a swing. That's mm-hmm. cute.
Oh, wait. I just found one. I just found one. And since
but
you wrote it, I'm going to call you
use
out.
It. My ass wouldn't even use it for sex. It would just be a swing. Just
I was about to say,
Frey,
Tyson, Sissy Tyson just died. Please.
Frey, you're going to be on that swing. You're like, this is therapeutic.
Literally. I'll just be eating ice cream on my swing, watching Netflix. You'd be like, girl, it's a sex swing. What are you doing?
But it do look comfortable. It's like you're in traction. You know what I'm saying? Because traction always look comfortable to me. I don't give a fuck on cartoons, on the show, sitcoms, when people could be in the hospital in traction. It always looks like the ultimate like rest. Like traction just looks comfortable. So the
one.
Sex swing, yeah.
He said sex swing, yeah. Y'all, I'm blown right now how the weather just flipped.
I'm actually
this rain is hitting so
dreading,
hard.
Anticipating this shit leaking into my house. So I'm just trying to ignore it happening.
That like really sucks. That they
like
just
I'm praying
left
it, it's just a light rain.
Devices.
Like
wow.
I pray it's just dark and it's gonna do a little drizzle right quick and be done. Cause I don't have any.
I don't
today.
Know if you've looked out the window, but that's,
I feel it. I hear it. I can
drizzle.
See it. I know. I see it. I'm just trying to, you know. Push through it, okay?
I'm, like, trying to show our Patreon. I don't know if y'all be able to see how dark it is outside.
Yes.
Wow. But do y'all see them plants,
the big plant,
though?
Okay.
You see my babies? They're doing good. I'm hoping I can take them with me. I have so many plants. I'm like, how the fuck does one transport 30-plus plants to wow. another state that's literally across the country?
With your gun on the person in the driver's seat of the car, you know what I'm saying? Telling them how to drive. And don't hit no goddamn bumps. You get my motherfucking plants to California, wherever you're going, friend. Shit. I'm trying to keep your secret.
No, anyway, they know. I said it. I said
oh,
it.
Oh, it's out? Okay, okay. Earlier when you said it, I was like, well, maybe they ain't going to catch it. But okay.
No.
I was like, I'll throw it off later with some other shit. That's what I was trying to do. Damn. Shit.
He said California, wherever the hell you go.
On my trail.
Oh shit! No, I'm excited to leave, but goddamn, this is gonna be crazy. What a crazy move! Do you guys have anything else you wanted to touch on before we get out of here?
Yeah, I want everybody to listen to. I want to play one song this week. Shout out to Ted. Taylor Styles on Instagram, but shout out to Ted. He always be playing this song called "Get You Some" by Hot Sizzle. And my boy Carlton
so
Morton,
good.
Who is a
you
New Orleans native
on.
And actually lives in New Orleans, he loves this song too. So shout out to my boys. But Hot Sizzle, Get You Some. That's the name of the song, and I love it. I just want y'all to hear this.
All aboard!
We about to get you some. We still about to get us some. DJ Rockin' on the Wheels of Steel. Shout out to Jelly. Hey, Jelly.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
Jelly.
I can see the stars all the way from here.
Shout out to all the Leos out there.
What's up, Leos? Hey, Katie.
Touch that screen. Yeah. It's Leo season.
Okay. Make sure that phone don't go out.
They be hating on us. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, na, na, na. Yeah. Oh, na, na, na. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, na, na, na.
Oh, na, na, na.
Really?
Oh, na, na, na.
Everybody get you some. So that's all. I just had to get y'all a little bit of something. You know, it's summertime. Y'all need some bops. Y'all need some shit.
Yeah, I like
to,
that. I like that. That's definitely a good like summer song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Damn, that's like, did I have any summer songs to play? Let me see.
Yeah, get
Asante,
you some,
you got
friend.
Anything?
I mean, I have things that I've been listening to. I could just give people a little piece of what I've been playing. Hold on. Let me unlock. Let me go to the Spotify. Spotify has some really cool, well, Spotify's always had really cool playlists, but I want to give a shout out really quickly to The Outliers. That's just one of the playlists that I've been listening to, but I've also been listening to some real, because that one's like alternative R&B folks. But let's see if this is going to play here on my computer first. There's this artist named, I don't know if it's Psycho P or Sicko P, but it's C-I-C-O and then the letter P.
It's Porsche.
C-I-C-O?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't, I'm like, what? C-I-C-O.
Well, anyway.
Watch it be Chico. You just never know.
Right, something crazy. Anyway, this song, this artist, oh, well, so this isn't going to make it any better, but their Spotify says that they're formerly named as, okay, so it's spelled C-I-C-O-E-E-E. So I think it is Psycho-P. Anyway, 23-year-old rapper from Jacksonville, Texas. The name of this song is Tampa. I like this song.
That's all I need to be fucking said, Asante. I felt that in my spirit. Let me tell you about what you just did right now. That need to be the name of your motherfucking segment right there, nigga. What you just said, I don't even think you understand the words you just spoke over this whole audience, this whole listening audience on today. That was a cellular response I had to what you just said. I felt that. Because you were so, that was it. I like this song.
Period.
That's it. Here it is.
God damn, little bitch on that coupe like Montana. I'm on hydrogen codeine, I'm on float like a fountain. Baby, need some protein, work out like a dancer. I got all the hoes in the snow, just like Santa. We keep the sticks in the smoke, who won't cancel? Knocking at that dollar, nigga, you gon' get an ounce. Goddamn, baby, you got cakes like a pamper. All about a book, baby, babe, just like Tampa. Man, that boy, a boogie dog ass, got no manners. Yeah, you got some ass, but I can't fuck, cause I got standards. Don't watch me, better watch TV, your bitch might change the channel. She finna say she love with me, but I don't think you can handle.
That song is called Tampa. If you want to look the artist up again, C-I-C-O and the letter P, Psycho P, I'm assuming, 23-year-old artist. Shout out to him. Fran, did you find your jam?
Yeah,
oh,
so
nah, nah, nah.
Y'all know I have talked about Green Tea Pang. I played one of her songs a couple weeks ago and another one of her songs a couple months ago, but she just dropped her first album. It's called Man Made. She just dropped it, let's see, on June 4th. It has 18 songs, about an hour long. And she had a song called Meditation that I really, really enjoy. It's a very long song. Yeah, it fits the vibe of the title. It's a long song that you can kind of just get lost to, and this is how it goes.
Music is my beloved. Sensi is my beloved, you kind. Judge me, but you can't stop. It's my meditation. Yeah.
That's that music. You turn your lights down low, light your candles, just let that whole album rock.
Put your hands, put the bottom of your palm right underneath your underarms and body roll. That's what that music is. That's what that music is.
You feel it.
Vibe.
That honestly, the whole project, you can just let it rock because it has that similar just airiness to it that you can just really have like a nightcap to. This is summer nightcap energy. So just threw that out there for you, you know, looking to spruce up your date night or your self-exploration night, whichever one is your zhuzh, as Jade would say. That's it for me, though. Anything else you guys wanted to touch on?
Yeah, shout out to my boy EJ King for his show Thick House on the Shade Room and Facebook Watch.
Is it out already?
Yeah, Takara and Kelly. Yes, it's out. It's doing well. It's hilarious. All the judges are doing their thing, and those girls are really beautiful and talented. So, dope. Shout out to EJ. Let me think what else. Shout out to my boy Antonio, running for mayor of Atlanta. Antonio Brown, Councilman Antonio Brown, soon to be mayor elect. Shout out to Sean Ross with his new album Shift. Shout out to
Coco and Breezy too. They had a song.
Shout out to Coco and Breezy
that they dropped with Don, and then Junior Sanchez just did the remix of that. Junior is family, so that was dope to see everybody collaborating. Huge, legendary.
Speaking of huge, shout out to Dawn. Dawn's album Second Line has been performing well, and she's been getting hella coverage. She did Good Morning America. She had a billboard in Times Square. She's been all over the place, and deservingly so. People who have people have followed her and really believed in her talent for years. I know I have, and so it feels so good to see her getting just a small piece of what she truly deserves based on her talent and her savvy as an artist and being able to sustain herself as an independent artist for all these years. And continue to make music. So shout out to Dawn. That's it. Just wanted to come give us a couple shout outs. I got more, but there's some other close friends, but I don't know if I can talk about that stuff yet. One I know I can talk about, though, shout out to The Reed and their comedy album. I'm really excited about that. Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, we can finally. Cat's out the bag. The trill is out the bag.
Yeah. I was trying to find...
No shout outs here. Well, actually, shout out to everybody. I had fun. A special shout out to Mandy for putting me on the Instagram sleep. That was not cool.
I love you, Mandy.
She set me up. I did eventually go back and watch Cruella de Vil. It was actually a really good movie. And also for those out there that watch Legendary, I am sad too. From The House Going Home, I will not spoil it for whoever has not seen it yet. But I see why. It was not what I wanted. It was not what I had hoped for or expected. But I see at the end of it all, you know, how it turned out. But did you watch The Friend?
I did.
Did you see the extended, like what they cut out?
I didn't see on TV, but I saw someone post like on the internet? Twitter. Yeah, and I watched the full rant.
Yeah. Just shout out to all the houses for all of your hard work. None of your talent goes unnoticed. It is amazing watching any of the acts hit that floor each and every week. So for anyone that goes home, don't go home thinking you didn't do anything. You have inspired someone.
You made it to the show.
Just from your presence and your art.
Yeah, so, that already sets you apart. And you know what? I have to say the Miyake Mugler, they stepped up so crazy to see them from like the beginning where it was like, you know, people were like, oh, there's no synchronization. It was a little sloppy or this, that. And then now it's like they're the house to beat. Like that is insane to have watched that evolution throughout the show and just how they're killing it. And remember, we wanted to have Tati on the show. Do you remember that?
Yes. Yes. And she up there fucking it up.
It was so cool to see her up there killing it. And, you know, hopefully we can still have that conversation with her at some point. We just had like a conflict of schedule that didn't allow for it. But so happy to see her just out here. And the show is so good. Had me trying to duck walk in my living room.
Shout out to Dallas Pride. Juneteenth weekend in Dallas is going to be a good time. I actually will be in Dallas that weekend.
Ooh.
They're having a big party, you know, it's Black Pride or whatever in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Erykah Badu is DJing the party, And Rick Ross is hosting it. It's been like confirmed and everything. Yeah. So I'm like, I have to go support that. There's no way. Like, yeah. So shout out to Dallas Southern Pride. Shout out to Dallas Black Pride.
Okay, Dallas. Always doing it.
Dallas. Yeah. Shout out to them.
That's lit. That's Are there any dope events here that we should know that are happening?
I will keep you posted because I'm sure they will be. Right. I have a lot of really talented promoters here. Yeah. So I'll keep you posted for sure. Yep.
Okay, yep.
And also, shout out to my girl Ebony K. Williams on Real Housewives of New York. I haven't really spoken about it a lot because it's personal for me. You know what I'm saying? But she had to give Luann, Countess Luann de Lesseps. She had to give her a little doggy bag on this episode that just went past. And Ebony just, she's such a poised and
a class act.
Class act, true class act, the perfect and most equipped, most well-equipped person to take on those white woman wolves of the Real Housewives of New York. So shout out to her, just sending love and support. That's it. That's all. That's
How about you, friend?
I'm finna shut up.
No. How about me what?
Any announcements? Any final thoughts?
No. Only thing I did want to announce on Patreon. Make sure you subscribe. We are on patreon.com/thefriendzonepodcast. I just dropped my episode with Dr. Joy of Therapy for Black Girls.
Now, y'all know I love me some Dr. Joy.
Yes. Y'all know how we feel about Dr. Joy. So I was honored to be able to, you know, steal about an hour and some change of her time. And it was cool because I knew what people were probably already asking her. So I tried to do a little bit of a pivot and base the interview more on her, the person, mm-hmm. because I think mm-hmm. we forget to humanize therapists and the service that they provide. So I really was asking her just questions about her, like, where did this come from, wanting to do this? It was cute. She said her grandma used to call her nosy when she was little. Ooh, you nosy. Yeah, she always wanted to know people's business. And she was like, you know what? I do. And I'm going to make money off of it.
That's right, Dr. Joy. She's so brilliant.
So dope. And it was like a really fun, playful, but also like, you know, she's going to hit you with the gems. And so it was, mm-hmm. I think, a perfect combination of questions and answers and just a great conversation. I'm really proud of the Woo. I think I've had the opportunity to really kick it with people I love, admire, and give them the platform to just be. No performing, no posturing. We're just like two friends that would be on my couch in any other circumstance, just drinking tea and hanging out. That's really the energy I wanted to create. So check that out, patreon.com/thefriendzonepodcast. We are there. Dustin's there with warning signs. Asante's there with ETA, which stands for everything Asante. So definitely check that out.
Oh, that's on OnlyFans. Oh, okay.
So
check us out. And we have some really cool stuff that's coming up next month, too, that
we can't wait
to tell you about, which really fits in line with all this summer energy. We'll definitely be telling you guys about that very soon. And as always, if you guys have anything else, then we can close out. No?
That's it for me.
As always,
all I have left for you all is stay black and protect your magic.
That's right.
We love you so much. Thank you for listening. And we'll catch you guys next week. Bye. Ooh, you see that? Ended right with a truck crashing into a pole.